different subject matter altogether, raising the bar. Let's go with it this morning. See what we can find this morning. Raising the bar. Can you help me? It helps me a lot if when you help me up here, but just talking back, it makes me think that you're interested. Here we go. Raising the bar. From the pit to the what? To the pinnacle. Now, this is one who is speaking. I know what it is to be in the pit. I know what it is to feel abandoned. You might say, you're a big man. How can you know anything? You got everything. No. I know what it is to be abandoned. I know what it is to feel lost and to be hurt and to forget starting again. I would have rather just quit. I don't know if that's some of you here today, but how do you get out of that pit and have a great life for God? How do you get out of that pit and have a future, man? That's what this is about today. Amen. Y'all okay? There's been several messages. I can't go back and preach every one of them. You can find them online. You can start right there and you can build on it. And we try to talk in a practical way that'll help. So let's go with the message today and see what we can find. Okay, that's a wall right there. Okay, I'm getting it right. Say that loud with me. I'm getting it right. I'm getting it right. If you want to get out of the pit and have a bright future by making bad decisions, it's probably not going to happen. But making right decisions. And we're going to go to the scripture today and we're going to see somebody that did it and we're going to see what we can learn. So keep rolling me, Raj. Push me a little bit if you don't mind, buddy. Got some scripture. You're of God, little children. So often we forget this. As a child of God, listen, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because great, say it with me, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But sometimes we don't want to make it. We don't think we can make it. But this is the word of the living God. You got to put that in you. You got to believe that. Just a couple of these up front. Say that with me. I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens me. You can have a great life. We're not talking about getting rich here. Nothing like that. We're talking about being happy. Don't you want to be happy? Say, I just want to be happy. Happy. Come on. Donna Christie used to tell me years ago, you got to see yourself happy. And that's what I'm trying to do with you right now. You've got to see that God wants you to have a happy life. It's not God's will for your life for you to be in the pits, down in the dumps, and that way you're going to be a light on a hill leading people to Christ. Are you kidding me? Say, you're going to depress everybody. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? So, that's what we're talking about. You've got to know you can do this, though. Romans 8 says, no, and all these things were more than what? Conquerors through Him who loved us. So we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Keep looking. Now we're going to roll. We're pushing. So say it with me one more time. I'm getting it right. A lot of voices out there. How you can live, how you can get happy, what you can do. And a lot of times we listen to our own self and we're crazy. Amen? So let's go with, let's get something that we can learn from the Bible. We're going to learn from the man, Nehemiah. Say that with me. Nehemiah. It's in the Old Testament. And we're going to keep every scripture up here on the big screen. But if you want to go back and read the whole book of Nehemiah, read it. I can't give you the whole book this morning, but I'm going to do the best I can. So getting it right. Let's go to the message now. We're going to learn from this man. You just got to hang in here with me. Here's the situation. Nehemiah was the cupbearer for the king of Persia, okay? But he himself was a Jew. He was a Hebrew. But now he's with Xerxes. And he hears about Jerusalem, and the walls are broken down. And they've been broken down for like 100 years, and nobody's doing anything. And they have the go-ahead to even go and repair them, and it's not happening. And so he asks for word. Every time he gets somebody that's passing through, he asks about, how is it coming in Jerusalem? And he keeps hearing this bad word. Everything's just broken down. Nobody's doing anything. Is that how you want your life to be? Yes or no? When people ask about you, have you heard from her lately? Yes, all the other day. She's still a mess. Her life's a mess. She's still all broke up. Well, ain't it been 10 years? I know. I think she's going for a record or something. You know, I mean, isn't that the way it is? Say, come on. So he keeps hearing the same refrain. And you know what he decided to do? He decided to do something about it. I'm going to do something about it. Now, he's a servant of this king, this Persian king. What can he do? He can't just up and leave. He'd kill him for doing that. You know what he did? He prayed about it. You know what else he did? He asked him boldly. He asked him for help. See, because he had been a good man. Nehemiah had had a good reputation, a good witness, a good testimony before the king. And you know what the king said? You can do it. You can do it. Okay? And I want you to tell you something. God is telling every one of you, you can have a good life. You can be happy. But don't let the TV preachers fool you. He didn't say you're going to be rich. That's bull. Are you listening? Say. Okay, he didn't say you're going to... No, no. He wants you to be happy. He wants his joy. We talked about it last week, first message. He said, I've called you friends. I want my joy to be in you and my joy to remain full inside of you. God wants you full of joy. He wants his presence inside of you. Amen? And he wants that to live out of your life. So this is God's will for your life. So Nehemiah took it upon himself to make a decision to go do something. That's going to have to be you in your life and me in my life. Amen. Now let's look with that backdrop. Let's talk about it. So he's building this wall. Okay, that's the plan. He's going to go and rebuild the wall. He's there. He's got the crew working. And we've skipped a lot of scripture here, but that's okay. We're going to get somewhere. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian, these are all bad guys, by the way, heard what? That they're building the wall. They did what? Say it with me. They what? They laughed us to scorn, and they what? They despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Etc. Keep going. Rod, you're going to have to push me a little bit this morning. So, he's wanting to rebuild the wall, and they laughed at him. They laughed at him for doing it. Did you know there might be some people in your life? Here you're trying to do the right thing. Maybe you're trying to establish a relationship with Christ again. You're coming to church again. People laugh at you. You know what I'm saying? So what? Big deal. Are you going to take charge of you or not? Say. People will laugh at you. People will ridicule you. People will despise you for wanting to take charge of your life. But you have to do that. Have I lost you again? Are y'all still with me, right? Come on. So they laughed at us. They despised us. They ridiculed us. And that's why I'm sharing the story with you today. But it came to pass. But it came to pass. And that can be true of your life. But it came to pass. But you got to get moving. You got to keep working, doing, serving God, doing the right thing in your life. It came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we what? That we what? That we builded the wall. He was wroth. He took great indignation and he mocked the Jews. Keep looking. He spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What are these feeble Jews doing that they're building the wall? It's been set there for over 100 years. Nobody's been doing anything. It looks a disaster. Now people are doing it. They're laughing. They're ridiculing it. You can't do it. There's no way you're going to do that. And so what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in one day? I mean, they must have been working really hard, huh? Say, they're out there from sun up to sundown working their tail off. Oh, they're trying to get it done in a day. Will they revive the stones of the heaps of the rubbish that's been burned? Wouldn't you like your life to be a testimony for something? Amen, say, for the Lord? Instead of just the crap that's been left in the wake of whatever's happened in your life? Hello? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, say it with me, if a what? If a fox go up, he going to break down their wall. This might not be as funny as it was, you know, back in the day. But it's funny. I mean, you know, they're just ridiculing them. You know, you're out there building a wall. Even a fox, he runs on your little wall, it's going to fall down. That's what he's saying. So, the right response. The right response, if you want to move forward in your life and get it right and have a bright future, say those two little letters with me. It's the word what? Go, go. The right response is go. So, here's what we can do in life, guys. We can hear from other people, laugh at us, ridicule us, despise us, and we cannot go ahead and build our life and have a strong life and a good life and a bright future. Y'all listening? You're with me. Okay, I'm struggling here, so hang in here with me. So we can listen and stay stopped and not do a thing and just stay depressed, stay whatever it is in our life. Or we can take those two little letters and we can do what? We can go. We can go. My life matters. Say I matter again. I matter. Say I have value. I have value. And I can go and I can do something. So then answered I them, Nehemiah speaking. I said unto them, the God of heaven, he will what? He will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But you have no portion. You have no right. You have no memorial in Jerusalem. Okay, you're laughing, you're scorning, you're despising us. I'm telling you what, you have nothing to do with this. None of this is going to be for you. Okay? So, he said, God's going to prosper us. We'll arise and build. You have no part, no right, no memorial. So keep looking. Just look at the story of Nehemiah. So go. It's amazing how quickly the right response or the right attitude can turn things around. It's amazing how quickly that can happen. The right attitude can turn things around. So we built the wall. Say that with me. So we what? Guys, instead of making excuses, I know I'm going back and forth here. So here, I've been down, I've been hurt before, and somebody wants to help you sometimes, and we don't even listen to them. You know what I mean? We sort of like our pit. We like the dark side. Listen, if you can get in your mind that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, God does love me. He has a purpose for my life. And you just take those two little letters and you start to go. Amen? You'd be amazed what God can do with your life. So we built the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to what? Boy, y'all still quiet on me. The people had a mind to what? Work, work. So we built the wall. The people had a mind to work. Just walking the story through. And I looked and I rose up and I said to the nobles, I said to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. That was his word to the people. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the ones that are saying you can't build a wall. Don't be afraid of them at all. The ones that are laughing us to scorn, Nehemiah says. Remember the Lord, who is what? He is great. And fight for your what? I don't know about you, but in my life, I got a little consumed with me. And my own pain and my own hurt. And it really helped me when I started to wrap my mind around the fact that I wanted my kids to be able to, you know, I started fighting for my own family. Amen? And I had to come out of that pit for my kids. Y'all listening? How many did that before in your life? I know I'm not talking anything to a lot of you. You did it, you know. Hey, fight for your family. So that's what Nehemiah was saying. In one hand, work. In the other hand, a what? Say that with me. In one hand, in the other hand, there's nothing wrong with fighting for your future. There's nothing wrong with fighting for your family. There's nothing wrong with being determined. It's nothing wrong if you've got friends in your life that are negative, that are telling you can't make it and what have you, to get those friends out of your life. Are you listening to me? Whether they like it or not, okay? Or family. Being in the ministry for years, doing a lot of counseling, family so often can be destructive to your future. Just the crap they say to you. I'm sorry, I'm just ugly this morning. The stuff they tell you sometimes. You got to fight. You want a future? Fight for it. Amen? So built we the wall. And the wall was joined together into the half there for the people had a mind to work. Keep pushing me, Raj. Scripture. Back in Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. This was my biggest issue, casting down imagination. Sometimes your mind go a little crazy, say. Come on. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every what? Thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? So, they had a mind to work, fight for your family. In what place thereof you hear the sound of the trumpet? I love this verse. Resort ye thither unto us, for our God shall fight for us. Say that with me. Our God will what? Fight for us. You got to think that. That's why it's so critical, in my view, as the way it is, okay, this view of mine, is that I don't think you can have that great life and that great future that God has for you unless you realize you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that with me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm made in the image of God. Say that with me. I'm made in the image of God. God gave His own Son for me. Say that with me. God gave His own Son for me. How can I not have a future when I think this way? You listening? Amen? So, go! The right response or attitude, go, can turn things around in a hurry. But you got to have that attitude, the right response. But you're going to face intense opposition. When you make decisions to be happy and want to have a good life, especially if you're in the pit, you're going to face it from the enemy. You're going to face it from within. You're going to face it from without. There's going to be issues that's going to keep you from getting there. Here's one of my famous quotes. Everyone would be a winner if it was easy, but it ain't. That's why there's a lot of losers. Did you get that?
Let's say that. Come on, here we go. Everyone would be a winner if it was easy. But it ain't. That's why there's a lot of what? Okay? Our culture makes it's a racket today on people telling their sad stories, okay? And the government props it up by giving you money. Are you kidding me here? Come on. Excuse me. Come on. We can be winners. We can be effective. Are you listening? Come on. I'm getting it right, but it's not going to be easy, man. This is huge, man. This is huge that I can win. I don't have to be a loser. I can get out of this pit. And just using Nehemiah's story today to try to help us. So the right attitude, the right fight, pop it up. The enemy wants you distracted. The enemy wants you distracted. Say those two words with me. Fight it. The enemy wants me distracted. Fight it. Just look at this story. How distractions could come in our life and keep us from getting to our future. Before you know it, 1 year's passed, and 2 years, and 5 years, and 10 years, and you're in the same hole you were in 10 years ago. Okay, so you got to fight this. The enemy wants you distracted. It came to pass. So they're building the wall. Man, they got the thing pretty near built. Came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian, and by the way, these are not good guys, okay? And the rest of our enemies, they heard that I had builded the wall. There was no breach left therein, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates yet. He's talking to us. That Sanballat and Geshem said unto me, saying, say this part with me, come, let us what? Meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of what? Oh, no. But they thought to do me what? Mischief. And I've said this before for years. The enemy wants you distracted. If you want to have a future, trust me, Satan's going to distract you. If you want to get out of the hole, you want to get back on top, you want to have the life that God wants you, listen, he's going to distract you. You cannot lose focus here. I still struggle with this. I still have to work hard on my focus and keeping my eyes set on the way it should be and what I need to be doing in my life. Don't lose focus. So go was the first word. Say that word with me. What? Can we say it loud? One more time. Wasting time and energy on people who keep you from the right path. Now, I'm just shooting off the cuff this morning a good bit, but seeing so many, I especially see women wanting to have a family, wanting to have a future, but they're going to the wrong places, making some bad decisions, trying to find the right guy. You think that's going to happen? Say. Hello, say. Come on. Back it up one more time. Rise, let's look at that again. Stop wasting time and energy on people who are going to keep you from the right path. You want to have a good life? Yeah, but what's mama going to say? I really don't give a rip. Excuse me. I know we're supposed to honor father and mother. I'm good on that. But I'm going to live for the Lord. I want to be happy. I want to have a good life. Amen? How many have a negative family? Can I see a hand? I hope they're not sitting next to you. And some of you move just to get away from them. I hear laughs in here, and I know some of your stories. And I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to stop wasting time and energy on people who are going to keep you from the right path if you want to have a good life. Amen? The right response. Go. That's just our little way we're doing this. Go. Not on the plane of, oh, no, but on the path of what? Here they were, the enemies of Nehemiah, enemies of the wall getting built. They said, come, let us meet in the plain of, oh, no. How many oh, no's have kept you from getting where you need to be in life? Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no, what if? Okay, instead of the plain of, oh, no, why don't you start living your life with let's go instead of, oh, no. Are you hearing me or not? The enemy will have you distracted thinking, oh, no. When God says, get off your tail, let's go. Amen? Come on. Just a simple little message today. Nehemiah chapter 6, I sent my messengers unto them saying, this is Nehemiah back to the guys that said, well, let's meet down in the plain of, oh, no, somewhere. The enemies. Yeah, I'm going to come off the wall so you can go down and meet me. You're kidding me here? He said, you sent back the word to them saying, I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come and spend any time with you? Are you hearing Nehemiah? Yes or no? Come on. You have friends or family you just feel like you just got to go see? and it's killing you, and you know, but when you go up there, you're going to be depressed. Is that the truth or not? Yes or no? I'm fortunate. I go to Carolina. I got family there that encourages me, but in most people's lives, that's not the way it is. Amen? So this is what he's saying. He said it a little bit differently. He said, look, I ain't coming now. Why am I going to leave what I'm doing and come on go see you? In a plane, oh, no. Yet they sent unto me four times. The enemy wants you distracted. He ain't going to just do it once. He's going to keep coming after you. He does not want your light to shine for Jesus Christ. He does not want your story of being in the pit to be a victory story for Jesus Christ. You hear me? He's going to keep coming after you. Four times they did this with Nehemiah. And I answered them the same every time. Ain't happening. Amen. I'm going to stay with the work. I'm going to stay on the wall. I'm doing a great thing. Even though you've laughed at me, if you criticized me for trying to get this wall built, I'm going to stay up here because last time I checked, it's a pretty good looking wall I got going here. Amen. Come on. So I'm doing a great work. Pop it up again, Rod. Sorry about that, buddy. I'm doing a great work. Say that with me. I'm doing a great work. I what? Will not come down. I will not what? So. You got to get it right if you want your life to move forward from the pit to the pinnacle. Now, we've built this on several messages. The point today is we're just trying to push that ball along. You've got to do this right. You can't be in the plane of oh no. You've got to know that the enemy wants you distracted. You've got to stay steady. You've got to stay with you. You've got to know that it's a good thing for you to be happy. I'm not going to come down. I'm not going to stop. The forward momentum that I have in my life. My life is going forward. Say that with me. My life is going forward. So the right fight. I'm going to stay up. Amen. I'm going to stay up. I ain't coming down to you. Let's keep walking. I'm getting it right. Just walking through the store. It's a whole book, the book of Nehemiah. I'm trying to make it fast for you this morning. The right fight. So the enemy wants us what? Distracted. The enemy wants us what? Discredited. You ever had somebody try to discredit you? Say. Raise your hand. Try to say things. Discredit you. How does it feel when people say things? Like, it doesn't feel good, does it? And then how many believed it yourself? You heard it and you started believing it yourself. We're crazy people. We think we're no good because they say we're no good, right? Come on. The enemy wants us discredited. You've got to fight it. What did Nehemiah do? Let's just look at the story. Then sent Sanballat. Boy, these guys are ruthless, aren't they? Man, then send Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner. The fifth time, say that with me. With a what? An open letter in his hand. Wherein was written, it's reported among the heathen, and Gashmu says it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel against the king, basically. For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. Don't miss this. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem. You're not only trying to usurp the king, you're wanting to be God. This is what this little open letter said, saying, there's a king in Judah, now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take what? What's this saying? Usually when a letter's sent, it would have a seal on it. But this was not that kind of letter. The seal was broken. It was what kind of letter? It was open on purpose. He had asked them to meet several times. The enemy had asked Nehemiah to meet several times to come down. He wouldn't. So he upped the ante. Instead of just distracting him, now he's going to discredit him. He's making up lies. You ever had somebody make some lies up about you? They're raising your hand. Come on, help me now. Come on, some little lies. How many told lies about people? You made up stuff about people. Let's go ahead. Let's be honest. There you go. Come on. The enemy wants you discredited. And that's exactly what they did. He's saying in this open letter that people could read this open letter. Isn't it a horrible feeling when people gossip about you? And that's another thing that can keep you in the pit. People talking about you, people, you know, just the negative that they say about you that's not true, it's absolute of the devil to keep you in that hole. God's plan is for you to get out of that hole. Amen? So, this open letter, gossip, lies, it wasn't true. The enemy's discrediting Nehemiah, and he'll do that to you and I. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope, okay? Stop. Stop worrying. Say that with me. Stop worrying about what? Help me, guys. Stop worrying about what? Sometimes you have to separate yourself from people. And sometimes you just got to stop worrying about what other people think about you. Do you want to be happy or not? Say. We're not talking about doing evil. We're talking about making good choices and right decisions. But there's so, the enemy will discredit you, talk about you. People will do that. Gossip about you like a dog. You know, I don't need to spend any time on what people probably say about me. You know, I just think everybody likes me. Why not think that? Amen? Say. Yeah. The right response. Go, 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 go. What was his response? Go. That I sent unto them. So this open letter, trying to discredit, trying to, you know, to hurt him like that. Nehemiah said, I sent unto them saying, there is no such thing done as you say. You're a liar. But thou feignest them out of your own heart, your own wicked heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it shall not get done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my what? The enemy wants you discredited. Why? So that you won't get on with your life. You're just that close. You're just that close right there to getting on with your life and having a great life. Did you know that yesterday? Did you know that? You're that close. Today is the Lord's day. Today's the first day of the week. You can make a decision today to be happy and get on with your life and start following the Lord and have a great future if you want one. Okay? It's up to you if you want that. God wants that for you. We've seen that very clearly. Okay? So what does he say to them? He says, you're wrong. You're wicked. I will not be afraid, and God's going to give me strength. Run your mouth all day. Okay? Say whatever you want to say about me. I'm going to get on with my life, and you're full of wickedness. So what happened? So the right fight. He said, I'm going to stay up, and I'm going to pray up. I've turned you over to God. Amen? I've turned you over to God. I'm going to live my life. So I'm getting it right. Just some principles from Nehemiah. Old Testament, but I think it's helpful for us. The right fight. So the enemy wants us distracted. The enemy wants us what? Discredited. The enemy wants you to be what? How many ever felt in your life so low in the hole you can't even function? Can I see some hands? Now that's a lot of us. Come on. Wants us dysfunctional. You got to fight that. And that's what this little story is about today. Afterwards, so these enemies aren't done, man. And Satan's not going to be done with you. You got to stand for Christ. Afterward came unto the house of Shemaiah. You got to read this book to figure all this out. The son of Deliah, the son of Methabel, who was shut up. And he said, let us meet together. Say that with me. In the what? House of God. Within the temple. Doesn't this sound really nice? You're going to meet in the house of God in the temple? And let us shut the doors of the temple. For they're going to come to slay you. Yea, in the night, they're going to come to slay you. So, what was this about in this story? They sent word to him that they were coming for him to kill him. And they said, the idea was, he even got a crooked preacher involved. You're going to see in just a second. We'll hide you inside the church. We'll hide you inside the temple so that you can be safe. So they're trying to put fear into him now. They try to discredit him. Distract him, rather, that didn't work. They try to discredit him, that didn't work. But you know, if fear gets inside of you, that can stop you dead in your track. And that's what they were trying now, is trying to scare him, trying to get him so fearful that he can't keep moving. So don't lose faith. Stay strong in your faith. So, stop putting your trust in what? And start putting your faith in who? God Almighty. They said, come, meet at the church. Meet with these men. You'll be safe. You'll be safe in the temple. And putting trust in man to save you. Yeah, man. But it was a plan. It was a trick. Keep looking. The enemy wants you paralyzed with fear. He wants you rendered dysfunctional for the fight. That's the enemy of God. That's what they're trying to do to Nehemiah. That's what the enemy wants in our life. And I've been there. I call gossip kryptonite. You can think you're Superman, but let people talk about you. It'll bring you to your knees. Okay, so gossip, if trying to discredit you is kryptonite, this kind of thing of dysfunction, boy, that's incredible. You know, fear is worse than the kryptonite, man. So have you been let down? You can only go so high within your trust in man. When are you going to put your trust in God? And Nehemiah, he wasn't going to believe them. He wasn't going to put his trust in anything they said. Didn't matter if it was coming from a religious guy. He was done. He's going to stay with the plan. So the right response was go. Keep looking. And I said, should such a man as I flee? Say that with me. Should such a man as I flee? Should I not care? Should I not care for my life? He said, should such a man as I flee? And who is there that being as I am would go into the temple to save his life? I ain't going in. He didn't trust him. He was right not to trust him. And lo, I perceive that God hath not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat has done what? They done got a crooked preacher on the payroll. Done hired him. Therefore was he hired so I should be what? Dysfunctional, fearing. And do so and do what? Did you know that it's a sin in your life and my life if we don't live our life for God, we don't get to that place in our life where we have a good life and a happy life? That's not being selfish. So many people tell you it's selfish. It's not selfish to want to be happy. Did you know that? Yes or no? Not talking about filling your life with sin, but living for the Lord, being happy, getting on with your life, that's a good thing. So, they want me to do this, they want me to send it, they might have matter for an evil report, that they might what? Reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works. And here it is, and on the prophetess who? Noadiah. And the rest of the prophets that would have put me in what? Fear. Boy, he took him right to God, didn't he? Amen. So he said, I will not run. I will not hide. I will not be afraid. Say that with me. I will not run. I will not be afraid. I feel like I'm tilling a hard dirt this morning preaching. That's okay. Trying to compare two stories, the story of Nehemiah and the story of maybe your situation or my situation where we're in a pit. And are you going to fight for your life or not? I don't know if you've got the connection, but that's the beauty of the Word of God. We don't just read it as history. We read it to get some help. And that's the help that I got out of this passage. I loved it. The right fight. So I'm not going to give up. He said, I'm not going to give up. Let's push me, Raj, pretty quick to the end. Here we go. So I'm getting it right. Say that with me. I'm getting it right. I want to have a great life. I'm not coming. I've heard for 100. It's been 100 years that wall's not built. Nehemiah said, I'm sick of every time somebody coming from Jerusalem and they come by, you know, the king's place. And I ask him, how's the wall going? Nothing's getting done. Nothing. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of nothing getting done. So he said, I'm going to do something. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to get the king. I'm going to see if he'll help me. And sure enough, he did it. And when he gets there, he's got enemies that didn't believe he can get it done. And you've heard the message this morning. Let's finish it and see what happened. Stay up. Don't lose focus. Pray up. Don't lose hope. That's what we've been learning today. Never give up. Don't lose faith. Can we say that again, Roger? Will you back those up so we can say them together this morning? Would y'all say that with me? Start right there, would you? Here we go. Stay up. Don't lose. Keep going. Pray up. Don't lose. One more. Never give up. Don't lose faith. Amen. So, the right response, we said at the beginning of the message this morning, can turn things around very quickly. Just because, have you known people that had a, you know, well, I don't want to get too pointed, but people in life, it takes them a long time or they never get over whatever happened to them. And even when you try to get going, some people out there tell you it's too early. It's too early. Everybody might tell you it's too early. No, it's too early. It's too soon. Too soon. Some people stay in their same mess for years and years and years and years and years. Okay? But the truth of the matter is you'll believe that that's going to be you if you're not careful. You'll have a friend, you'll have a mama, you'll have a daddy, you'll have a situation where it took them years and years and years to ever get over it. You're going to think that's you. It's going to take you that long. That's a bunch of bull. The right attitude, what we've talked about today, and I know it was quick and it's back and forth and you might be a little confused, but it doesn't have to take years for you to have a bright future. It does not have to take years for you to have a bright future. That is bull. You can start having a bright future today. The right response, but it's going to take you getting it right. You can't keep doing the same things. You are maybe going to have to separate yourself from some naysayers. Okay, we've given the whole message. Not going to do it again. But the point is, it does not have to take you years to have a great life and a happy life. What do I mean? It was years. I have to go back and check, but I thought it was 100 years or more that the wall was broken down. You see that scripture? Let's read it. So the wall was what? In the 25th day of the month in Elul, Jewish calendar, Hebrew calendar. Say that last part with me. And how long? How long? How long? One more time. How many of you in this room would just give anything if you could have a happy life, a great life, in about a month and a half? About a month and a half. You could be out of that pit on top of the world in a month and a half. Boy, if you could be guaranteed that, there'd be lines down the street to get it, wouldn't they? You can have a great life in about a month and a half. Why not you? Why does it have to take you forever? It didn't take him forever. And by the way, he had the enemy coming against him. Are you kidding me? You can do this. 52 days. How quickly your life would change. Listen to me. How quickly your life would change if you keep focus, you keep hope, you keep faith, you keep fighting for 52 days. Would your life change if you do that? If you keep focus, if you keep hope, if you keep faith, and you keep fighting every single day for 52 days. And some of you are already saying, oh no, it won't work for me. Oh no, there you go to the plane of oh no. Oh no, won't work for me. Do you want a great life or not? Okay? That's why television preachers are really famous. Especially the ones that will promise you a miracle and a get-quick-fix plan for a $1,000 donation. Wouldn't that be nice? Amen. Because we don't want to do the work. We don't want to do the work. We don't want to fight. My life is worth fighting for. Would you say that with me? My life is worth fighting for. Can we say it one more time? My life is worth fighting for. My life's worth fighting for. And I've given you the story. I'm not going to give it again. But Kim's sitting right here in front of me today. Beautiful. My wife. We'll be married 3 years on 9-9. How many were at our wedding? 9-9. A lot of you were. Thank you for that. 9-9. I had to fight to get to you. I had to fight a lot of crap inside of me. That I was nobody and no good. Nobody loves me. It's all bull. And now I'm with somebody sitting right here. Boom. Loves me. Yeah. I couldn't feel more loved by her. You know? Respects me. Believes in me. Gave me. Not only gave me, she wanted me to adopt her two little daughters. What mother would give the two little precious things and give rights? And I have equal rights to you, by the way, with this children. You understand that, don't you? And I'm just making it like this today. It's not just about this in our life here this morning. It could be what a lot of problems you're going through. But the point is that the fight that I had to go through to get to the life I now have, it was a lot of fighting. Amen? And I still have to fight for it. We still have to fight for it. The devil still comes after me. Amen? But I'm worth it. Did you know that? I'm worth having a good life. She's worth having a good life. It's worth it that her kids get to have a good life. Amen? And get to follow the Lord. Not live in depression or darkness or a cloud the rest of your life. Amen? So we're excited about it. And I just share that with you today. I know that's a little bit much. Are we done, Raj? That's the end of the message. Well, say it with me. I'm what? Thank you for being patient with me this morning. I was a little all over the place, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.